Blog Talk Radio.
One word of God. One word of God. One word of God. Baptized in Jesus' name. One word of God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sins, friend? This is Elder Braxton coming to you out of Tampa, Florida. Amen. Letting you know that God loves you. Wants to see you saved. Amen. He cares about your souls. Now his will that any shall perish, but all coming to repentance, friend. You need to come. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the end of the day. Friend, you could come today. It was God in Jesus Christ reconciling the world into himself. It was God. When you looked upon Jesus, you looked upon God. Amen. Think about it, friend. Amen. In him dwell all fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we let you know today that God loves you. Amen. Today, friends, we thank you and praise God. Our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. So we're calling you Yahweh. So we're calling you Yahweh. All right. So we see the mighty Yah. Amen. We praise God today. Amen. In him, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And let you know that he is real. Amen. He is the real one. Praise God. We ask that to listen attentively. Go tell your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunt, your cousins, everybody to come hear Elder Braxton today. Amen. As we speak today, praise God. We want you to know that God is with us because we believe. Our Elder Ernest Braxton of Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. So I'm letting you know today. We thank and praise God for all of you today. And we thank and praise our Heavenly Father. And also give honor to our brethren. Amen. Our great brethren in the churches of God, the Bible Way. Our apostle. Amen. Our overseer. Our presiding bishop. Bishop R. J. McLeod. Amen. Also, our Bishop of the North Florida and Southern Georgia, we give honor to him today, Jonathan Brookshaw, amen. We give honor to my bishop, amen. My bishop, well, great man, amen. Adrian Melinden Shaw, Jesus Saved Through Faith, Churches of God, the Bible Way, and also our Northern District Overseer, Elder Williams, praise God. We thank and praise God for all those brothers. Terry Sheffield, amen. Amen, our Presbyterian. We thank and praise God for all those great brothers and the brothers and the sisters of the Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Good honor to all of us. We thank and praise God for all y'all today. Amen. We thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for saving me and keeping me and helping me. Amen. I've been married going on 50 years. Isn't that something? I had to think about that thing. 50 years. I used to tell my wife, say, look, 50 years. I used to just, I don't know how I'm going to make it this way. Well, I've been married there for 50 years. I give out to my wife, Gail Braxton. We thank you. Praise God for her. Amen today. Amen. We see here today that you must be born again. You must receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's where you know that you know that you know that you got something. Praise God. Amen. We see you today. All right. For today's subject today, I was going to talk about, all right, the double-edged sword again, or the two-edged sword, but maybe I'll bring that back in. But the Lord has changed that. Amen. And we're going to come from Psalms 9:17, where it says, the wicked shall turn into hell. The wicked shall turn into hell, and all nations all the nations that forget God. Did y'all hear that? Now, that's tough, man. The wicked should turn into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Brother, that is something.
You know, I don't care what anybody say. I'm telling you, that is scary, isn't it? Amen. The wicked should turn into hell, and all the nations that forget God. That is something people just don't understand. And they play around with this thing here, praise God. You see here, things is going on, praise God. And think about the nations that they're turning against God. They're forgetting God. Well, I mean, all the nations that forget God, amen, they're going to turn into hell, the scriptures say. Amen. I remember Solomon Gomorrah, Rome, how Rome burned within itself. Amen. You think about that. Rome burned within itself. Amen. And we see here today, you know, and you know, I was talking to my bishop, because I was doing some study about this, some things about
part of portions of Rome.
Amen. After all the things that the nasty thing Rome has done to the people of Israel, all right, and how they went in and slaughtered people in Israel, all right, in Jerusalem and all, and decimated the temple and so forth, and, you know, did all those things, all right, and carried them into slavery, the women into sex slavery and all these different things, all right. We see here, you know, all those things. God don't forget things, all right. God doesn't forget it, all right. They carried those people and a lot of those people into slavery into Rome, all right, into Herculaneum, all over there. They carried those people and they took them out of there. They greatly slaughtered. They had an emperor at that time. The emperor was Vespasian, but his son Titus, I mean, came in and slaughtered a lot of the Hebrews, and we see they was taken into slavery. Some fled into some of those people fled into Africa and ended up in the Horn of Africa and Guinea and all that down there in Ghana and all different areas. But we see here today, all right, that great slaughter that happened in 70 AD of the temple and you know, decimating the temple and all. We see here that 49 years later, this volcano called Vesuvian, this volcano blew its top and killed many Romans, killed many people, all right? Because God doesn't forget, you know. Look at the thing that is going on right now with this coronavirus, the coronavirus and so forth. Think about it, friends. All right? You know, judgment is about to happen, friend. This is just the beginning. You think about what's going on here now today. All right? It's going across the nations like a wildfire. And we see here today that the nations have forgotten God. They have turned their back. They rejected God. They turn their back on him, and no matter what, you know, what they're saying, they're thinking that they're more greater than God. All right, so we sit here today, cut ourselves and say, you know, what is going on today? What's happening with them? Amen. So we see here how it tells us the wicked should turn into hell, praise God. And we see it, praise God. People don't understand it, praise God. Amen. That's 9:17. Let's look at that again. 9:17. All right. The wicked should turn into hell, and all the nature that forget God. Isn't that something? That is something. So we see here, and you could also refer that to Job 8:13. So we see here you forget God and you don't have God in your life. That's what's wrong with the people today, right now, today. They don't have God in their life. They don't have prayer. They don't have, you know, communication or relationship with God. They forgot him, right? So we see here today that you need to come to Jesus Christ while you have a chance, amen, and restore a relationship with the Heavenly Father as we go on here today, amen. So what happened here? America need to repent. All these nations need to repent of the things that they are doing. Amen, that they did. Amen, they've seen these things that they did. Nobody want to say, you know, we need to pay for the things that we do, all right? But correction need to come. We need to correct our actions. You know, if we cost people lives, or we need a, some kind of way to correct it. Even in the Roman church, with all the things that they done for us, for the, you know, torturing people and the crusade that killed many people, all right, 160 million people or something like that. You think of all them people, you know, and then they want to talk about Hitler, and then they want to talk about the, you know, the Muslims, all right? They just as bad. Everything just as bad. So God wants us to repent of our sins, change our ways. Look at this. Even inside the homosexuality going into the Catholic Church, the way it was going, it's horrible. So we see here today, when you forget God and his ways, all right, you don't reverence him and serve him, all right, you're going to fall off, all right? So I'm letting you know today, you need to do it. So we see here today that in America, all right, we had some rough times. America has did some wrong things. Even our, the people that we trust so much, they got set up so much. All right, the Supreme Court, you know, made bad decisions. All right, bad, you know, really bad decisions they made. All right, think about the one on abortion, praise God. Think about it, on January 20th. 1973. So, you know, think about it. Roe versus Wade. All right. So you think about that. That was a bad decision. All right. A bad decision because since then you got what 40, 50, maybe 60 million fetuses, human fetuses, human babies died. All right. And they got some, it's bad nowadays. It's bad. And now they got sort of a child happened to just come out, you know, doing an abortion and alive, they kill him. All right, it's bad, all right? So you think about it, all these different things going on. So they legalized, all right, abortion, January 22nd of 1973. All right, that's a bad decision. God was nowhere into that. All right, think about it. You think about what's going on. God wants us to repent for the things that we have done here in America. All right, the things that is going on in America. Repent. That goes for me, you, everybody. Repent and change our ways and our actions and our thought power. Do that of righteousness, work the works of righteousness. All right, God wants us to repent. Okay, look. Amen. Same-sex marriages. All right. On June, all right, 26th. All right, so we see back in the days that they did this. All right, they did this. Think about it. They did it in 2015, all right, June 26th, all right, same-sex marriages, all right. Now, you knew that's wrong. Amen. And they, do they ever think, you know, the Supreme Court is so smart. Do they ever think to consider looking at the Bible and see what's going on? and consult what's going on, you know, and make a decision based on what the Word of God says. You know, years ago, the kings used to call the preachers or the prophets and get some advice from the prophet. Even Nebuchadnezzar did that. And he would gather people and call them together to make a decision. You know, in other words, he would call people. He had a dream or he had a vision or something like that. He would call people. He would call somebody, the Chaldeans, and you know, he called those the people and the wise men of Babylon, all right, to consult with them and so forth. And those things they did, you know. But nowadays, the Supreme Court, they'll go in there, they'll go talk to each other. You got liberals and you got what you call conservatives. The liberals and conservatives. All right? So most time, the president that who was a liberal president, they put their liberal people in there, and the conservatives put their conservatives in there. So we see here today that, you know, but still they need to make a decision based on God's decision, not on decision of what man's feeling, because what's going to condemn this whole nation is these two decisions, all right? Because God is not with these two decisions, all right? All right, decision on abortion, decision on same-sex marriages. And so what kind of future we are leaving to our children, all right? Now, abortion, think about it, is a result of fornication, all right? People out there fornicating and now they don't want the baby, either they get mad with the baby's father, or they made some type of mistake. Now you're making somebody else pay. Think about it, friend. God is calling us to repentance right now because the time of judgment is coming up. It's coming, all right? And judgment is coming now, all right? People don't understand it. It's coming, all right? It's coming upon America. Think about it, all right? How long is God is calling out to you, saying, telling you to repent? How long do we have to call out and say, change your ways, change your action, all right? Seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's there. So I'm letting you know today, friend, it is time for you to look at this thing. Okay. So we see here that this same-sex marriage thing will mess up a whole lot of children in their mind, all right? And they're trying to say it's natural. It's not natural for a man to be married to a man and a woman to have sex with a woman and all these different things. So, you know, what I'm saying today, you need to look at this thing and consider what's going on here, all right? Because I'm telling you, they are playing with the fire. Now, somebody said, well, preacher, you kind of preach kind of hard on this, kind of that. Okay, and so forth. But look, you know, it's in love that I preach this thing. Why I say that? Because of the fact that if you was walking in front of a bus and you didn't see it, and I happened to grab you and pull you back, you'd appreciate it. All right? You'd appreciate it. If you were walking, in the night and finna fall into a pit of fire, a pit of vipers or snakes and so forth, and have to pull you back, you'd be thankful for it. All right? But sometimes I can warn a person and say, hey, look, don't go out there and do this. All right? You're going to get hurt. And things, something's going to happen. There's consequences that you're going to pay, and you're going to suffer. All right? And they're going out and do it anyway. Then you have guys that call you and say, well, you sure told me. You sure told me right. But don't let it be said too late, friend. Don't let it be said too late. I'm telling you, because you go out there and get involved with these things, think about it, all right? You're going to get yourself in trouble. And think about this here. All right, the whole nation, the Bible said, the Bible tells us, all right, the wicked what turned into hell, man? Oh, that's tough. I don't want no wickedness about me. Search me, though. I don't want no wickedness about me. All right? No unrighteousness. I want to be right. Praise God. You know, think about it. Because it tells you, the Bible tells you, plain and simple, the wicked should turn into hell. All right? That's something. And all the nations that forget God. Oh, man. You know, think about it. I was talking to the bishop the other day. He said, you know, it's a horrible thing when you all the work you done here on earth, all the things you say is you think in your mind was good, and then you go before Jesus and you say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity." Boy, that's a hurting thing, wasn't it? That'd be a hurting thing. After you done did the greatest thing, all your good works, you used to call yourself, you think it's a little good, and after you done did all this and did all that, and you've been working so hard, diligent, and then he say, "Depart from me, I know you not." Think about it, praise God. That's something else. But here the Bible say the wicked should turn into hell. Brother, you know, so what that mean? Okay? Once the wicked die, okay? Once the wicked die, he dies and goes to hell. Think about it. He goes to hell. All right? See, you know, it's something. You know, now I was talking about the double-edged sword, or the two-edged sword. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, and it's piercing. See, it pierced you, all right? Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, when the word of God can pierce your heart and come through and show you a clean light and bless your heart, that is something. I remember when I got pierced. I remember one time I had this preach, all right? And I thought the guy was they was showing me my life, whole life. All the things I was doing wrong, they was telling me. Amen. But when that word came out, the word of God came out, you know, I say, "Well, man, it looks like they talking about me." I said, "Well, how you do that? Somebody must have told them that, or somebody must have told them that." And I was thinking about, you know, I say that, and that thing pierced my heart, and I was trying to go home, I was crying. I could not keep the car to roll because of a flat mind. I was pierced. I was cut. All right? But you know what? That cleansed me. That helped me. And that corrected me, praise God. You know, you think about that. You know, your dad, your mother might spank you to correct you. It might hurt. It don't feel good at the time. But then if you think about that thing, I could have lost my life. Think about it. I could have made a bad decision, a bad mistake or whatever. But I'm telling you this here, all right? All correction ain't bad, all right? Correction is good. All judgment ain't bad, you know, because you think it's bad because it's coming. But, friend, you know, you need to be corrected, amen, in some kind of way. Now, I say this out of love because I want to let people know that you got to repent of your sins and change your ways. The Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us repent and be thou converted. You gotta be converted. You got to turn around for those things. Turn away for those things. All right? I remember telling a person before, as I was preaching, I say, he was bragging about he was a player. Right? Oh, I'm a player, man. I'm one of the big time players. I said, "You're a homemonger. That's what you is." What? I said, "Yeah, that's what you is. You're a homemonger." All right. So, you know. But then that's like some people when the truth hit them, though they admit that's what they're doing, and the truth hit them, they get mad. All right. This woman said that she had so many children. All right, and And you actually say, you married? No, I'm not married. I said, well, what you do having all those kids for, right? Okay. Well, you know, why you having those kids? I say, you're a fornicator. That's putting a knife. I just think she's a whore. I say, you know, you try to say, I said, you're a fornicator. You out there fornicating and you have children out of wedlock. All right, you know, that's bad, all right? That doesn't do anything for the kids, all right? So we see a lot of people get mad with that preaching, right? They get upset because he talking about you judging. I say, I can say that because I'm not doing the things you're doing. All right, so what it is, a lot of people tell me, you're just judging, all right? Well, you know, who has the right to judge? Who has the right to judge? The righteous could judge the wicked, all right? And we'll judge the wicked. Because if they're wicked, guess what? They're going to stand before judgment anyway, all right? So we see here. That's why it's good to come to church. You know why? Because I go to church. I expect to get cut sometimes. I expect to get whooped by the word sometimes. Because it cleanses me. And keep me going in the right direction, all right? Because it brings forth correction, all right? So we see here, all right? That's direction that brings forth correction. So we see here, the wicked should turn into hell and all the nations that forget God. So, you know, don't go with the crowd, praise God. We thank and praise God today for all of you listening in today. Letting you know we love you and I preach out of love and let you know that you must be born again, that you must repent of your sins. You must come to Christ and truly repent your sins. All right? Because don't let it be said too late, friend. Don't let it be said too late. And don't let wickedness be around you. Listen, if you're dealing in homosexuality, all right, and all these different things, all right, it is called wickedness in the Bible. All right, Lot called it wickedness. He told the man, "Say, don't do so wickedness." All right, and the man, where in the scripture where the Levite brought his concubine and offered his concubine because why? Because his man wanted to be with the Levite. Think about it. All right. And the man told him of the household, say, don't be so wickedness. Don't do the so wickedness. All right? It's a wicked thing. All right? Homosexuality. All right? Bestiality. Pedophilia. All this stuff is wicked stuff that people practice today. All right? God is calling you to repentance, America, for all the evil and wicked deeds that you've done for years. All right, because judgment is coming, is upon you. All right, with this stuff and the world, the rest of the world here, they need to repent. God is calling for people to repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. All right. Make it the way. God loves you, care for you, and wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all come as we can. Come on. You need to get on your knees today and repent and develop a prayer life, a communication with our Heavenly Father, Yah, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank and praise God today in the name of Yahushua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We let you know that he is able to bless you today. Hallelujah. We give honor to all of you today. And thank and praise God, Mother Geraldine Smith. We thank and praise God for her. And thank and praise God for all the members of Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bowerway, and the Churches of God, the Bowerway. I love them all. We thank and praise God for all of you today. All right. Thank you. Listening in. Amen and amen. Next week, 6:30. Amen. God bless you.
Thursday, 6:30.